Creating and preserving sustainable grasslands can be achieved through focused management. New Underwood rancher Dale Boydston utilizes a multi-step process he calls the four legs of a grassland management stool. Leg number one restricts livestock grazing to a target area by using water and temporary fence. Contact NRCS for help in identifying forage species and for potential cost share. Next, use grazing pressure and timing to impact forage species.
And I'm talking about several thousand pounds of livestock per acre for a very short time. One of the examples that you can see is to look at seldom used corrals and see the diversity of grass that's growing within that corral.
When grasses are growing quickly, grazing should be heavy and for a short period of time, with grazing and rest periods lengthening as grass growth slows. Step 3 strives to increase litter and ground cover to protect the soil. Boydston says soils that are shielded will conserve moisture better as soil temperatures remain cooler. During heavy grazing, forage trampling can increase litter, which will then enable additional plant growth. Leg 4, use water wisely.
You have to concentrate on capturing every drop of water that falls on your ground. Every drop of water, when properly utilized, is going to benefit you in the long run by increasing your carrying capacity.
Boydston urges grassland managers to join the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition to learn from like-minded individuals through networking, website, and newsletter updates. Visit sdgrass.org to learn more. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Grasslands Coalition.